It was my experience as a small boy to come under the influence of a most effective and inspired teacher who listened to us and who loved us. Her name was Lucy Gertsch. In our Sunday school class, she taught us concerning the creation of the world, the fall of Adam, the atoning sacrifice of Jesus. She brought to her classroom, as honored guests, Moses, Joshua, Peter, Thomas, Paul, and of course, Christ. Though we did not see them, we learned to love, honor, and emulate them. Never was her teaching so dynamic, nor its impact more everlasting, as one Sunday morning when she sadly announced to us the passing of a classmate's mother. We had missed Billy that morning, but did not know the reason for his absence. The lesson featured the theme, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Midway through the lesson, our teacher closed the manual and opened our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the glory of God. She asked, "How much money do we have in our class party fund?" Depression days prompted a proud answer, $4.75. Then ever so gently, she suggested, "Billy's family is hard-pressed and grief-stricken. What would you think of the possibility of visiting the family members this morning and giving to them your fund?" Ever shall I remember the tiny band walking those three city blocks, entering Billy's home, greeting him, his brother, sisters, and father. Noticeably absent was his mother. Always, I shall treasure the tears which glistened in the eyes of all as the white envelope containing our precious party fund passed from the delicate hand of our teacher to the needy hand of a grief-stricken father. We fairly skipped our way back to the chapel. Our hearts were lighter than they'd ever been, our joy more full, our understanding more profound. A God-inspired teacher had taught her boys and girls an eternal lesson of divine truth. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Well, could we have paraphrased the words of the disciples on the way to Emmaus? Did not our hearts burn within us while she opened to us the scriptures? Lucy Gertsch knew each of her students. She unfailingly called on those who missed a Sunday or who just didn't come. We knew she cared about us. None of us has ever forgotten her or the lessons she taught. Many, many years later, when Lucy was nearing the end of her life, I visited with her. We reminisced concerning those days so long before, when she had been our teacher. We spoke of each member of our class and discussed what each one was now doing. Her love and caring spanned a lifetime.